The People's Party of Canada is running a candidate in NDG Westmount. Founded in 2018 by former Conservative Maxime Bernier, the People's Party has never won a seat in Canadian Parliament, but in the last federal election they received over 5% of the popular vote. Their candidate in NDG Westmount, Mark Perez, has been an outspoken community member, most recently known for his anti-bike path rallies in the borough. Perez says he views the People's Party as a more center-right alternative.
The whole paradigm has shifted. Like the liberals are no longer center-left, they're like the extreme left. And the Conservative Party of Canada is now the extreme right. So the difference between our policies and everybody else's policies is that we want to shrink government. We want less government involvement. We want to make sure that there's more money in, because all these free programs, you know, they sound good, but they do cost. You know, it's every citizen gets taxed for these benefits.
The People's Party wants to see sweeping immigration reforms. Their platform reads, quote, natural-born Canadians are being replaced by immigrants, unquote. They want to lower the number of refugees and immigrants, including lowering the number of immigrants accepted under the Family Reunification Program, and abolishing that program for parents and grandparents. For Perez, housing is first and foremost an issue of immigration.
We haven't built enough houses to have all these to welcome all these new immigrants. So what's happening is that it raises the cost of houses and the cost of construction because of the carbon tax and stuff like that. So everything's like intertwined and interconnected.
The People's Party has not elaborated too much on the issue of tariffs and sovereignty threats from America, but Perez reiterates the party's Canada First policies, like reining in government spending and emphasizing economic independence.
You know, we would definitely go to the table. We would definitely negotiate with the president, and we would see what we could do to make sure that we have a new treaty that benefits Canadians a lot more than the Americans.
On the topic of climate change, the People's Party wants to abolish all climate change programs and end what they call climate alarmism.
Climate alarmism is basically us having a gun to our head saying, you must do this and you must implement bike paths. You must cut your carbon tax because you must cut the level of carbon that your country emits because it's hurting the planet and stuff like that.
Perez also emphasized what he considers Canadian values.
Canadian values is the Judeo-Christian values. You know, we have to be helping out each other. We have to look out for each other. The government has to be there to protect the citizens, making sure that the citizens have everything that they need in order to be able to have a good life.
Perez spoke at length about his anti-transgender positions. Quote, gender ideology, unquote, is a central component of the People's Party platform, with promises to defund gender-affirming surgery, ban it for minors, ban transgender people from competing in sports, and cut funding to programs that they consider to be promoting, quote, radical gender ideology, unquote. In the end, Perez makes an appeal to the voters of NDG Westmount as an alternative to familiar parties.
Well, our party is really hoping to do its best to get some seats inside the parliament, because obviously we need an additional voice in parliament that's not part of the system. Do I think I'm going to be elected? I think there's a good chance.
This is part of CJLO's election coverage. For more interviews with candidates, activists, and experts, tune into the News Wrap on Fridays at 9 a.m. and listen to our Election Night live broadcast on April 28th, starting at 6 p.m. With files from Zach Dutra, I'm Adam Innes from the Local Journalism Initiative.